Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Linda Smith, who is a Women's Aid Helpline Manager. Good afternoon, Linda.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk a bit about the volunteer appeal that's happening at the moment. I think the closing date is the 25th. Is that right?
Yeah, the 25th of July. So it's coming up fast and furiously to us.
It is.
And we're still appealing for volunteers, obviously, to join our team of volunteers for our helpline, which is now 24/7. So, yeah, it's great to get this opportunity through yourselves there at Near FM to talk a little bit about the volunteer process, and as well as that, just to look at some of the figures in terms of our 2015 report. Obviously, it's a very demanding service, and we're in great demand in terms of the callers to the helpline. We received over 9,000 calls in 2015, and during that time we would have heard over 16,000 disclosures. So the disclosures would be around emotional abuse, physical abuse, financial abuse and sexual abuse. So as you can imagine, it's, I suppose, in terms of anyone who might be contemplating volunteering with ourselves, it's no easy task. And I suppose we're looking for women over 18 who are committed and dedicated to the issue. So they may either work in the area of domestic violence, want to work in the area of domestic violence, maybe studying at the moment, or just have a general interest in the issue. So it's a really exciting venture and opportunity for somebody who's contemplating volunteering at the moment.
And tell us a bit about the type of person. You'd want to be a very strong person, but there's also, I'd say there's a lot of training in them.
Well, there is. I mean, as I said, like we have a really committed and dedicated pool of volunteers at the moment. But I mean, I suppose on a basic level, we're looking for somebody who has a great ability to listen to and support the caller, bearing in mind that when somebody calls the helpline, it may be the first time that they've been able to talk about the abuse they're experiencing, as well as, you know, the realization that it's possibly taken that woman years to build up the courage actually to reach out and look for support around what she's experiencing. So we do need somebody who is a good listener, who can empathize with women. As you know, the ethos on our helpline is that we take a non-judgmental approach and a non-directive approach. So that really means that we support the women to make the decisions themselves, because the ability is there. Maybe the confidence has been diminished over the period of time that she's been in the relationship, and she does doubt her own confidence and ability. Her self-esteem has probably seen an impact on, you know, as a result of the abuse. But we believe in women that they have the power to change their lives. But, you know, the only way they can do that is by reaching out for support, and, you know, having that volunteer at the end of the helpline who can provide that space for a woman is, you know, it's an amazing space to be able to give appropriate information, support, you know, emotional support, practical support, guidance to other services that the woman might be looking for. And that's basically the type of person that we would like to come and join our team.
And for anybody listening who's thinking of phoning the helpline, which is 1-800-341-900, it's going to be non-judgmental, and people are going to be very, very sympathetic to what you have to tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, women, I suppose, who are in abusive relationships will feel that they've been judged constantly and put down, criticised. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we understand the dynamics of abuse, and through the training, the volunteers will be able to get more of an insight and understanding in the, you know, about the work that we do on the helpline. So the helpline provides training, you know, on Saturdays, on Thursdays. We do have all of the dates that the training dates are set for. It begins on the 8th of September, but we bring volunteers through the various different modules, or, you know, in terms of allowing them the space to think about the issue of domestic violence, look at the root causes of domestic violence and the ranges of effects that domestic violence has on women and children. We look at the obstacles and options for women seeking help, and we look at the listening and support skills. So it's quite an intensive block of training. It's 5 Saturdays and 4 Thursday evenings. So, but each module builds a foundation that leads to the next one. And it's vital that, you know, volunteers attend all of those sessions to support them, to give them the ability to take the calls, you know, on the helpline when a woman calls.
And if, say, a volunteer becomes emotional or emotionally involved with a caller, mm-hmm. is there help there for the volunteer?
Well, there's amazing help, and I suppose throughout the modules of training we would talk about boundary issues. We talk about, you know, I suppose the power balance. We talk about our own boundaries, our own professional boundaries in the work, and, you know, that while we can be empathic, we don't become emotionally involved. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You don't build up a personal friendship with a caller. It's about, you know, providing her with the emotional support that she might need if she's, for instance, upset and, you know, in crisis when she makes the call. So it's that ability to listen and really, you know, be present with the caller wherever she's at. So it's quite different from, I suppose, building up a friendship with somebody outside a professional relationship. So that would be one of the focus of our trainings, that people don't get confused about boundaries and that, you know, they keep those professional boundaries in place at all times. But, you know, it doesn't prevent you from being able to support that person emotionally and being very present with them. 90% of what we do, actually, you know, on the helpline is listen to a woman about her experience. Because if you can imagine a woman is, you know, who's been in a relationship that's abusive for years, you know, she's not listened to. Her voice is not heard. Her voice is irrelevant. It doesn't matter, do you know? And we know this from what women tell us. So we know that listening is a vital component of the support that we give.
Yeah, and as you said earlier,
every single call that we receive.
And as you said earlier, this could be the first person, you know, to talk, that the victim is going to talk to. And it's very, very important. And it's very hard to make that initial first step to pick up the phone.
It is. Yeah, we understand how difficult it is. Women have told us that, you know, they might make a number of calls to the helpline, and when they hear someone answering, they may hang up because they can't find the words to actually express what they're experiencing. But, you know, after a few attempts, they will engage with, you know, whoever picks up the phone. And it is vital that that's a positive experience for the woman, and, you know, that it's met, you know, from a place of, as I said earlier on, empowerment of the woman. She's the expert in the situation, and we listen to her to try and assess what her needs are and then discuss the options, you know, with her. And, you know, we don't put pressure on to make a decision. So, you know, we give her the information, and we will ask her to think about the information that we have given, and if it feels right for her, well, then that's the right, you know, decision for her. But if she wants to go away and contemplate the information and ring us back again, she's more than welcome to do that. So it really is, you know, we meet women at her pace and where she's at in the relationship, in the moment when she picks up the phone.
Right, and we don't want to frighten off any potential volunteers. So we will say that it can be very fulfilling to know that you've helped a woman in a situation like that, and especially if there's a good outcome.
It's an amazing journey. We say this to all of the volunteers who come on board with us. It's an individual journey. You get out of it what you put into it, and, you know, nobody need ever feel that they're working on their own, because the support that we have within the whole process and the system of being a volunteer on the Women's Aid Helpline is amazing. There are support phone calls that we ensure volunteers get. you know, on a very regular basis, particularly after they've had a shift. So we provide an automatic one-to-one debrief space for the volunteer. We also have monthly support meetings. So that's facilitated by myself and the volunteer coordinator. So they're in safe hands, the volunteers, but it's a peer support as well, and that happens on a monthly basis. But, you know, we're basically on tap when support is needed. So, you know, while we make those contacts with volunteers, volunteers can contact us at any time in terms of anything that might have upset them, or they're overthinking about something, that the support is always there for them. So we wouldn't expect somebody to do this work without that kind of level of support being available to volunteers. The volunteers are amazing. They do amazing, you know, work for Women's Aid on the helpline, and actually we wouldn't be able to do it without them. So that's, you know, what this appeal is about. It's about, you know, if someone is thinking about volunteering, that the structures and the framework is there for them to have a look at on our website if they want to have a look at those dates. The application form is on the website as well. That's www.womensaid.ie, and if they want to peruse the information, they can, you know, think about if it's a journey they want to embark on. But it's absolutely a well worthwhile journey to be on. You know, you're definitely not the same after you've completed it. We do look for a commitment of at least 2 years, but a lot of our volunteers actually stay beyond the 2 years because they find it so fulfilling.
Okay, Linda, as you know, I'm a great admirer of Women's Aid and the work you're doing, and especially the volunteers, the work they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I know about the great work you do. So it's womensaid.ie,
and to apply, you can go to the volunteering section.
Yeah. Yeah, and for anybody who wants to call the helpline, it's 1-800-341-900. Okay, Linda, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thanks for your support, John. It's great. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This is 90.3 Near FM.